Take the pressure off yourself by lowering your expectations of the sales call. Early in my sales career, actually for the first, I'd say, 15 years of my sales career, I did it this way. When I first began, I was trained in the book printing industry to talk about our capabilities for print capacity, binding capacity, color formatting, etc. I had all of this information rattling around in my head. So the calls that I made, A1, I'd have the pressure of asking for the decision maker as I showed up and hoping that they would come out to meet with me, and then regurgitate all of the product knowledge that I was taught by my company for capabilities. Now, what this did for me, two things it did for me. Number one, I walked into a lot of rejection because most people are busy. You know, you're interrupting their day. They're not waiting for you to walk in the door to tell them what your capabilities are. They're in the middle of something. So really, as we know, 1 out of 100 people will have use for what we do and the timing for what we do when we walk in. Well, 99 of those people are going to be interrupted. And that, those 99 people, if you're doing it with all this pressure of needing to meet these people on the cold call and needing to tell your story on the cold call, you become pretty discouraged because most people don't have the time or interest to listen to you. Well, I did that for my printing career, and when I moved into the furniture business, I found myself handling it the same way. It wasn't until, again, 15 years into my selling career, I realized that most people, I'm interrupting their day. They don't want to come out and meet with me. They're in the middle of doing what they do, whatever their role is at their company at the time. So on a cold call, in recent years, what I try to do is just walk in without any real agenda, but to share information. I realize that I'm there to show up and see if there's any direct need or indirect need when I get there. I tell the business owners that they probably don't need what we have to offer at this time, but I'm hoping that they'll share it with their circle of influence. What this does is it automatically lets their guard down because they feel like I'm not really trying to sell them anything. My friend Sarah, who's a life coach, she says that I provide information to the market like someone providing a public service more than a salesman approaching companies. I'm delivering information. I'm not actually there trying to sell something, although I am there to accept a conversation if someone's interested in what I'm handing out, but I don't really go in there with the intention of needing to sell that product to that person at that time, unless they have a need and the timing is right. So, and by having this approach, I've, you know, basically provided good energy walking in. People receive me well. They don't see me as a salesman. I generally have good conversations when I walk in the door. And I generally stumble upon owners more often than not. Usually, I want to say 3 out of 10 owners come out to visit with me when I get there. And actually, I have a story of one where I called on a Fortune 500 lumber yard in an industrial park on the east side of town. And they told me that, first of all, they didn't own the property. The owner of the property was next door. It was a coil company that actually sold steel coil to local fastening companies in Tampa. And when I went over there, you know, the office to the owner was an A-framed chalet. So I walk up to the door, and the door was locked. And I noticed while I was walking up to the door that there was a man mowing the lawn outside wearing one of those wide-rim wicker farmer's hat to keep the sun off of his neck and his ears. And I was looking for Mr. M, we'll call him at the time. And when I noticed the door was locked, I walked over to this man on his tractor. I just simply asked, you know, you wouldn't happen to be Mr. M? And the guy said, I guess. And he actually wound up being the owner of the property. And he actually had interest in what I had at the time. I had 16 acres of land that was on a rail spur, which his business required to be on a rail spur. And we got into a conversation that day. And the reason I believe we got into that conversation is I didn't walk up to him like a salesman. He could have said he was just the, you know, the hired hand that was maintaining the property. And, you know, you need to call this number to get through to the owner. And I wouldn't have known the difference because he didn't look the part. But by being myself, non-threatening, and, you know, not putting the weight of the world on the sales call, I got into a genuine conversation with this man where we spent probably 45 minutes looking at blueprints of our property. He wound up walking the property later that week. As it turned out, the cost to bring service to that rail spur on our land was too extensive for him to write an offer, which my seller would accept. But bottom line is, by having a non-threatening, taking the pressure off myself, lowering my expectation of the sales call, I got into a meaningful conversation with an owner of a property. And I check in with him, you know, every 6 months to see how he's doing and, you know, let him know about what we're doing. He's always happy to see me. And he's always interested in the property that I bring by. So that's one example. The second example, I was out cold calling on a Friday afternoon with a property listing in my territory that I came upon this company that was a scooter company. They were in a industrial park, and they needed more retail frontage. I had an owner that had just completed a project in North Tampa that had that type of retail frontage requirement handled. And, you know, I told them about the property. I said it's a distance from where they're located now. They were actually comfortable with that because it was closer to the University of South Florida, and a lot of their clients were students, college students, so they saw the benefit in that. But the bottom line is, you know, I was able to walk into this business, interrupt their Friday afternoon working on scooters, and get the attention of the owners because I honestly just had no expectation of the call other than handing out a flyer. And they wound up going to this property and examining it and signing a lease on this property the following week. And I have to believe that would not have happened if I went in this directly trying to promote the listing that I had in my hand, which was a localized listing. It was non-retail, and they would have shut me down. They probably would have thrown the flyer away before I walked out the door. And by being non-threatening, having no expectations but sharing information for one listing, I was able to identify an opportunity for another listing that was totally different from what I had. So takeaways I can give you on this CD would be, you know, don't think that you're doing anything but bringing your information to the market. That's the first thing. Just act like you're providing a public service, like my friend Sarah said. And just tell people that up front that you probably won't have need for what I have to offer, but I find that by sharing information with circles of influence and business owners, grassroots effort usually gets our listings done. So if you know anybody looking for a property like this, please let them know about us. My number's on the bottom. And walk in with a good attitude. Share good energy with people. Don't be over-impressed with yourself when you walk in. Just walk in as a normal, non-threatening person. And definitely don't try to sell anything while you're walking in the door. People can sense that when you're walking in. If you're trying to sell something, they'll shut you down. So just show up and then be yourself when you walk in, and remember the only thing you're trying to do is to walk into timing. And you'll find that using that approach, you'll engage more conversations, ferret out more truth from owners and buyers because they don't see you as a threat, and more than likely get to see more owners because the gatekeeper of the company will see that you're just a person trying to do your job and open the door for you. Like I said, I probably get to see 3 to 10 owners. Every 10 calls I make, I get to meet 3 owners, and that's a pretty good ratio. So anyway, I will talk to you on the next CD, and good selling today.